Britain. Greenery and jobs. Steel yourselves. Closing two blast furnaces in South Wales will cut emissions and jobs.
It fell to Terry Leyshon to make the final push. On March 20th, he moved the last batch of coke from the oven onto a waiting rail car, ready to head to the blast furnace. Mr. Leyshon has worked at the Port Talbot Steelworks in South Wales since he was a teenager. Steel runs in his blood. It was his father who made the first push when the site opened in 1981. The blast furnaces will keep going for another few months by burning imported coke. But come October, the giant white plumes that have risen from the smokestacks for 40 years will be gone. Even during that first push, the long decline of British steelmaking had begun. In 1970, Britain produced nearly 30 million tonnes of steel, for everything from planes and cars to washing machines and food tins. It produces around 6 million tonnes today. Soon it will be less than 4. That is mostly because demand for steel dried up as manufacturing moved abroad. British plants have also struggled to compete with foreign rivals. Only 6 facilities remain. Port Talbot is by far the biggest. Successive governments have been fairly relaxed about the contraction of what many regard as an uncompetitive industry. When she became business secretary in February 2023, Kemi Badenoch questioned whether Britain should have a steel industry at all. Yet the revealed preference of ministers has been to delay in order to avoid painful job losses on their watch. The Port Talbot site, which was taken over in 2007 by Tata Steel, an Indian conglomerate, has staggered on with a succession of handouts. The latest subsidy came with a twist. In September 2023, the government announced £500 million, that's $620 million of public money, to help Tata install an electric arc furnace, a greener production method in which electricity is used to melt down scrap metal. Many European and American steelmakers have already begun to switch to these kind of furnaces. So has British Steel, based in Scunthorpe. Tata, which will invest £750 million itself, hopes to have its new furnace running by 2027. In the meantime, it will import steel to Port Talbot from India and the Netherlands. A change was needed because the old method of making steel is incredibly dirty. The Port Talbot plant is the single biggest emitter in Britain. Its two smokestacks account for 1/5 of Wales's greenhouse gas emissions. Tata decided that a second option of capturing the carbon produced from the blast furnace was not viable. But what is less carbon-intensive tends also to be less labour-intensive. That is especially the case for steel. Electric arc furnaces do not require workers like the Leyshons to produce a constant supply of coke. Tata's plan, which was announced in January after years of procrastination, will result in 2,800 job losses, 1,900 of them at Port Talbot. On April 25th, the company rejected a union proposal to keep one furnace going until 2032, saying it will start offering voluntary redundancies. Strike action is likely. The fight causes a headache for labour. Jonathan Reynolds, the shadow business secretary, travelled to India in February in an effort to convince Tata to delay the closure. He describes primary steelmaking, i.e. not using scrap metal, as a strategic industry that is vital to Labour's ambition to rebuild Britain's industrial strength. Historically, the steel from arc furnaces has been of lower quality because of the difficulty of filtering scrap. But recently firms, including Nucor in America and Liberty Steel in Rotherham, have managed to achieve high levels of quality with these furnaces. Labour's real problem is jobs. Economic inactivity from long-term sickness in Neath, which includes Port Talbot, is among the highest in Britain. There is little industry left in South Wales after the loss of coal mining. Jobs at the steelworks pay a median wage of £36,000 per year, above that for the area as a whole. Tata's decision has left little time for retraining, scratching an old wound. One option is that those losing their jobs could be employed to help prepare the site for the new furnace. A longer-term hope is that the port itself becomes a hub for green energy. There is some excited talk about floating offshore wind farms, visions of giant turbines built with green Welsh steel being floated out to sea. That would bring investment and jobs, but is some way from being realised. Britain has plenty of scrap steel, but its steelmakers pay much more for electricity than competitors in France and Germany. The white smoke over Port Talbot will soon be gone, but clouds still hang over the future of British steelmaking.